Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, to the people we go. We'll get to Lions draft momentarily. We'll get to the rest of everything momentarily. A little football today, please.
So all the talk still today is about Shedeur Sanders. I get that.
Oh, God,
I want to talk about one other quarterback who was thought to be drafted higher, but was not. He was drafted in the seventh round, and that is Quinn Ewers. He was drafted in the seventh
round. His guy.
To the Miami Dolphins. Paul Feinbaum came out today and basically said that his ego is what got in his way when it came to not being drafted higher. Your thoughts, Rico, because you thought he would be higher.
They didn't see the Dr. Pepper commercials?
Like, anybody ego. Oh, hold on. Before you speak, NIL projections, if he would have stayed, had him getting at least $6 million.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. I can never get mad at somebody who bets on themselves, because you know what happens when you bet on yourself? Sometimes you lose. And that's what happened to him. He lost out on some money. He'll have an opportunity. I thought that he would get drafted in, you know, at least fourth round.
Yeah, but my point is, here was my point all along. If you don't have a first or second round projection, you're not getting the guaranteed money necessary to go. It is a bad financial decision to, quote, bet on yourself. Now, Rico, you're right, except no one was giving him a good grade.
So you're saying he should stay, go into the portal, and do NIL.
100%.
All the things that you hate.
All the things I hate. Okay. You don't hate the player, you hate the game. Okay. It's just like, he could have gone back, made $4 or $5 million. Now he gets $4 or $5 and gets cut in training camp. I mean,
yeah, if he would have waited long enough, he could have been the starting quarterback of Tennessee.
Punchable face, shoulder problems, limited mobility. Punchable face.
Yeah, the dead arm at the end of the season probably hurt him.
Yes. David, go ahead.
Next on my list, and I know I really don't like draft grades. We don't know what these players are going to end up being here, but there's a draft here that kind of reminds me of the very first draft for Brad Holmes, and that's the New England Patriots draft. Getting Will Campbell,
yep.
Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams, who will probably fight for a starting job there. And I know I'm a nerd. I watch California football. Craig Woodson, I think, is a really good safety. He can play in the box. He can cover as well. It just seems to me like they are really starting well there in New England.
Will Campbell impressed the hell out of me just from the human being he is. Vrabel wants culture, guys. I mean, look, I'm good with it. I don't overreact to most stuff. It takes a lot for me to say a team did something pretty dumb. And some of these teams, I like what they did on paper, but I don't do draft grades. But no, it felt like a culture draft. And Henderson's going to add some juice to that backfield that is needed. I'm good with it. I mean,
yeah, the reason why I felt like a culture draft, they got their quarterback. So, you know what? We're going to try to get the best people. First, you invested in your quarterback. You took the offensive lineman, and now you got to get pieces around him. It wasn't a sexy draft for them, but it's a draft that's a foundational draft.
Two other teams that I believe did well, and it kind of makes you think, how did this guy fall to these teams? First team, Baltimore Ravens. They got Mike Green in the second round, and I know there was some question marks there for character, but falling to the Baltimore Ravens, it just seems like a perfect Baltimore selection.
It was. I mean, at that point, it was all the character stuff went out the window, and guess what you'll never hear again about his character? Ravens took him, and people are going to be like, well, if the Ravens took him, they must know what they're doing. Yeah, because, I mean, he was there. I'm okay with the Lions pick, but when he was sitting there, you're thinking, oh, wow, you get him in the second round, now you passed on him again. With the Ravens taking him, David, we're gonna wait and see, because it's one of those picks that could just kind of blow up, because that's what the Ravens do.
I just view what the Eagles and Ravens do is every player they take turns into a Pro Bowler, and I hate them.
My next one. What the Eagles did in the first round, I know everything matters, but the first round when you got Jahad Campbell,
but again,
lost to them.
The reports come out that the guy's kneecaps are falling off and his shoulders are bad. It's just like N'Kobe Dean.
Right.
Cutscene. Guy's a Pro Bowler. Nothing matters.
N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith. You know what the Eagles can say? Hey, son, you're going to redshirt this year. Get healthy, and we'll see you. Now, Lions are kind of hoping that with Rake Straw, but the Eagles just seem to have a proven track record with it. Yeah, when he kept – because the Lions taking him, I was like, man, I really like him. But the injury report, Eagles said, we don't care. Son, come here, defense, and trust me, you'll be an all-pro, or if you play this year, you'll be the defensive rookie of the year. It's in his contract.
Well – what happens during the draft, as we all know this, is a lot of overreactions to, oh, my team didn't do this, or they should have got this. And that's going on in Buffalo right now, because the GM went on the radio, local radio station. They're complaining that the receivers, they didn't go after enough receivers in this draft to support Allen. And Billy Bean, their GM.
Brandon Bean.
Yeah. He went there and basically was like, well, our room this year is better than even last year's room. Are people just finding ways to just complain about stuff just because in the draft?
I don't know the context of this. I didn't hear the audio, so I don't want to go too crazy. But I don't know why any GM would get bent out of shape, honestly. Like,
really?
Who cares? Just do the interview and go back to your job. Like, what are we doing?
You mean like a GM saying, hey, did we get an edge rusher? Did we take him too low for you? Yeah, why would GMs do that?
Oh, boy.
David, because here's what happens. We all do it. You fall in love with a position, not necessarily a player, but you're like, okay, if you're in Buffalo, you're thinking, we got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. What if we went out there and actually got him somebody to put with Keon Coleman? Like, we actually went out and got a bona fide star receiver, and you're kind of piecemealing it out there. So I can understand where the people get upset.
My question to you, when it comes to quarterbacks that were drafted, who landed in the best spot? Jalen Milroe in Seattle or Will Howard in Pittsburgh?
Leave me out of this.
I would say Milroe in Seattle, because if Darnold works out or doesn't work out, I think he's temporary, and I think that he will get handed the ball. If Milroe goes out there and just does, you know what, he's pretty good, and we see a lot of upside, you may see what happened with them. Seattle's done it before with Russell Wilson back in the day. Took a guy later on and they had no problem handing him the keys, saying, I know we paid this high-priced quarterback, but you're on the bench. We're going with the rookie. Pittsburgh? David, I got to leave that to you.
How about Will Howard blows? Anyone just want to say that? At least Milroe's got his legs that can save him from any situation. Will Howard sucks.
He's got a championship ring, Mike.
That's what people kept saying on TV. I hate these analysts. Oh, he won a championship to go this late. That's a value. He's not good. He isn't.
He's okay, but
once he lost his job at Kansas State. Does anyone want to say that?
No. You know what? He was smart enough to realize, hey, let me throw to my NFL wide receivers and let them make plays. So, if anything, that's the only feather in his cap. He recognized after the Michigan game, hey, Coach Day, why don't we throw it to these guys out here with the low numbers and see what they can do? Maybe we win. Shocking.
And let's close it out with this, because we finally got it on day two. The spot that Will Johnson landed at, Arizona Cardinals at number 47 overall. Great value for the Arizona Cardinals.
It was. It's great value. Now he can go down there. He can. It's you're in a division where not a ton of receivers are there right now. I mean, you got Puka Nacua And Ayuk, but Ayuk's hurt. DK's gone. So he could flourish there. He could do well there, heal up. I think Arizona was a good spot for him.
Does he play this year?
That's a great question.
So, I mean, there's Rico can do the wide receiver breakdown, and he's not wrong, but does he have legs? Is he going to play? Like, this rumor that he's going to need a surgery, I don't even know if it matters this year.
Well, you know what? You're right. Now, if he does need the surgery, then maybe the Cardinals just...
Redshirt year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to invest in you. But this is not a first rounder, but you go ahead, heal up. We'll see you in another year.
Maybe it's Lieutenant Dan. And that is In Football Today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, I've got one other piece of audio while we were at break, and I want to pass it to you. He was asked, Steve Eisman was asked about the hot seat. I haven't heard it. Kenny wouldn't share it, but Kenny, great job getting it in the system that quickly. Appreciate it. Let's just play it and see what the hell happened here. David, go ahead. Kenny, Rico, anybody want to offer before I go to the Hockey Elite? Again, lifetime contract. Don't act this way if you don't have a lifetime deal.
Didn't he do this last time, too? He spoke. He was snarky. I think Max Boltman had a question for him that he asked.
And you've told me he's a very respected hockey 100%. Writer.
100%. There's no smarm ever. There's no ill intent with writers like that. And to act that way and answer a question like that, it's just, I think it 100% validates what you've said, Mike, and that he could very well be operating under a lifetime contract that we'll never hear about.
Yeah, basically saying, don't really care what anybody says. It's just the Illich family that I have to, I got to be accountable to them. And it sounds like they're okay with the path that he's on.
Go to the people. See what everybody's got to say on it. We'll start with Harrison, 97.1. Harrison, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you, Mike?
I'm okay. There's no yelling. I'm just, I wanted something inspirational out of this, and I didn't get it.
I'm glad there was no yelling on your end because there was on mine.
Okay.
It started okay. He started to answer a question about making changes to the roster and we need to get harder to play against. And there were a couple things there, and there was what Kenny said about we would maybe spend more than a Larkin deal in AAV. And so I was like, hey, there we go. We're opening up. And then he immediately backpedaled, and I almost put my head through the wall. But I do want to – there was one other positive thing that came out of this. It's that I think the Detroit media actually did a pretty good job of asking most of the questions I wanted to hear him answer. And while he didn't answer most of them, we can't really blame the media for –
No, they did their job and they asked the questions.
Yeah. Exactly. And I feel like that is an issue sometimes in this town, you know, the blue wall and all that stuff in certain other areas. But like, I was very impressed that they just went for it with him. And, you know, he's going to be who he's going to be. He has a lifetime contract. And I'm hopeful that the beginning of the press conference is more how he's feeling, that he needs to make improvements, but I'm not exactly feeling very inspired right now.
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's not to be cliche, but it's now reached Missouri phase. It's just show me. I can't do the hope, and I won't allow people to run cover for this guy, not between 2 and 6. We're just going to talk real. His ass is in a jackpot. If you're a real fan, you're not one of these lemmings. He's got to show you something now, because nothing in 6 years has looked remotely special, Harrison. You got to show me. I need something this summer that gets me back on the bandwagon here, that there is any level of urgency. Otherwise, Harrison, guys like you are just throwing your money into a blast furnace. But Steve appreciates.
Yeah, I mean, I live on the other side of the country, and I listen to you guys every day. But we're getting ready to move back. And in my mind, I want to buy tickets. I want to be in. I want to go see the stuff. But if he doesn't do anything significant this summer, I ain't paying anything to show up to that rink.
No. And look, they owe it to you, the customer, Harrison. They owe you. It's not the other way around. It's why I end up yelling at fans sometimes when they act like you owe the team X, Y, and Z. If you are a team, you are entitled to nothing. Everything you get in this world is what is earned. If people choose to be lemmings, that's on them. The team's job is to recruit you. It's no different than a radio station has to attempt to put decent programming on the air. Like, you tuning in is not owed to us. We have to attempt to be compelling often enough that you want to tune in
and stay.
Right, like a musician. No, you're not entitled to going platinum. That's not how it works.
Right. The definition of one-hit wonder.
Milli Vanilli. All right, we go to Matt. Now, I know one of them is dead. I know factually one of them is dead. So you're not going to accuse me of killing off Milli Vanilli.
No.
One of them's dead.
Yes.
Factual.
All right.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, bud?
Just frustrated.
Okay.
So I like how every time someone asked him a question, he basically was like, F you, and then went on to a different question. You know, he didn't answer anything. And you know what? I'm going to go buy some lipstick and some lingerie and take myself to dinner, because he just screwed us all. He has to go. I'm sick of Iserman. I don't care what he does in the offseason. He has to go. We need someone new.
I mean, it's okay. It's interesting to hear people speaking in those terms now, because, Matt, you know, that was unthinkable as recently as the start of this year. We were villainized because we're like, no, you got to make the playoffs or this is busted. But yeah, I do wonder what percentage of the fans, Matt, have reached the level you're at where you're like, you know what? I love the guy, but I'm done. I don't know the answer.
6 years, no point. You know, like, you did nothing for 6 years. Show's over. Time to go. Like a lot of people say, if his last name wasn't Iserman, he'd have been gone like 2 or 3 years ago.
100%.
So it's time for him to go.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I can't. There's no scenario. If he wasn't Steve Iserman, he'd be here. No, I agree totally, Matt.
And Matt, he knows that too, because he was like, yeah, I really don't care. I only care about what the Illich just have to think about me.
So he did just also answer, Rieger asked him a question. I don't have time to turn it around real quick, but he answered a question that he basically, Rieger asked him, oh, do you, with the Jake Wallman trade, do you have any insight as to how that went down? Can you speak to what happened there? And he simply responded no and no.
Again,
that direct. That's all he said.
Yeah, but Kenny, and understand, I'm not. I want the people to. I'm not being dismissive, and I'm not being, you know, flippant about it. I think I have a good idea what's up here, and I choose to live in reality. You only get to behave that way when you have no chance of being fired, when you have no pressure, when you have no one even to report to. Mm-hmm. It's the only way you can act that way. And some of you will believe he's earned that. That's your prerogative. I don't think there's anything. It's like momentum doesn't exist between games. No. What you earned as a player has nothing to do with what you've earned as an executive. I don't know what to say. Brother, I feel terrible for people who spend their money.
He's got the eternal runway, and the fact that he came out and said, well, these two teams didn't make any moves, and they made the playoffs.
I mean, what was worse, what he did or what Brad did with the straw man routine? like this morning, and we'll get into this in the 3 o'clock. Well, we have Aiden Hutchinson. Why do we need another Aiden Hutchinson? I'm like, really? This is from the same organization that factually, ask anyone in the know, they tried to trade up for an edge
you
this weekend's
draft.
Yeah, we do.
No, I was too busy watching
actually,
the film for 2 years.
Actually, we do. Book club. All right. No, we'll get to it.
C-spot run.
We'll get to it. Redney Road Doll lately. Some James and the Giant Peach. 248-539-9797. We're losing our damn minds. Go to Jim in Port Huron. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love calling in. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Growing up a Yzerman fan as the player, you always had this feeling like he would do anything to win. Like against Vancouver, he played on a bad leg, and he still won the cup. And he would do anything to win. And do you get that same feeling now?
No.
Do you get the feeling now that he'll do anything to win? I don't get it.
Are you okay when I say I've just reached show me phase? That until I am shown he is special, I'm done thinking he's special.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Because when he came in, I was just so hopeful that he'd bring that same, I want to win at all costs.
Yep.
I will not accept losing. It's like he's accepting mediocrity.
And Jim, and
this
I think
the same Steve.
I think you have to separate Steve who played on the ice and the Steve that wears the suit right now. Because they're two different people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Jimmy, I appreciate
Thank
it, brother.
You guys.
Yeah, and look, people are filing into the studio here. Let's continue. 248-539-9797. David, would you mind bumping back with a little audio? Here's what I'd like to do if it's good with you. I want to get to the people. Do you want to wait on a football today?
Yeah.
I think we can absolutely wait. Let's keep the conversation going.
I didn't see the call.
No, you're all good.
My laptop's in the way.
You're all right. Well, it is. I mean, that is rather copious. Rico's got the 32-inch model PC in here. Are the files in the computer?
To be thorough.
248-539-9797.
And well, the morning crew has big screens. So,
okay. All right. We will get to the people. We will get to all the Brad Holmes conversation later on. 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just tremendous. We are complete idiots.
You know, welcome. Sometimes when you have an idea and it comes to fruition, you don't realize
it was better than I thought. It was fantastic. It's totally stupid, but it made me laugh.
Like, we should get Kenny to do this in the Trump voice.
It's fabulous. All right. So real quick, before we get on to more serious topics, can I just, for a moment, since Jeremy Otto brought this up, I do want to take one moment because I think the listeners deserve to know the strength and the fortitude of Rico Beard, because it's not easy being here today. Listen, your bestie dined on the bullet. Alan Haller's no longer the AD. Sir.
I thought my bestie was Harlan Barnett.
Maybe if you cared less about Olympic sports and more about raising money for football, you'd have a job. Kool-Aid.
Olympic sports, they count the same.
Money. No, they don't. No one cares. And MSU football is completely irrelevant, and it's on your desk, Alan. So here's my question. Now that he's gone, and we get someone in here who actually understands what the hell to do with NIL, or maybe will actually try, what do you make of this whole thing? Aside from the jokes.
From all the slander.
It's not slander. I know you like Alan.
Well, I do. It's a friend of mine. I would feel the same way, Mike, if something happened to you. I'd feel the same way.
Please tell me. What do you make of all of it? Have I described accurately why he not gonna work anymore?
Yeah, I think it boiled down to just the whole fundraising thing. He became an athletic director from the wrong time period. Like when he started the job and where college athletes are right now, it's totally different. When he signed up, it was no NIL. It was okay. Let's try to get all the programs to win. Let's hire the right coaches. Well, he got the right coaches. He got him to win, except football, but he only brought his guy in. He's only been there for a year, but he wasn't raising enough money from what I've been told. And that's the problem when you're behind on NIL, when you have so many different NIL programs instead of just one that people can donate to, that's problematic. So,
and when news breaks like this today, as a backdrop to this, by the way, Rico, turn the lights out when you're done with the sport. I left the house years ago. According to reports, Texas is set to spend $35 to $40 million on their football roster this season. MSU's handing out cupcakes for NIL. I mean, here's my question, and I'm being totally sincere when I say this. No smarm.
So this was the horse racing segment. Okay.
Nope. I'm being totally serious. Is MSU football even savable?
It's savable.
I mean, savable to what, though?
I mean, I think it's why they're going the route of a different athletic director, trying to bring in somebody. I mean, you know, he may be bringing in this guy, Bubba Cunningham from North Carolina.
Not that goofball.
I mean, he could be. I mean, that's his guy. So, you know, he's not a big fan of the whole Belichick thing. And looking at his contract, he only has to give North Carolina a notice of 120 days that he wants to leave. So, kind of coincides to when football season would start for MSU. But you have to bring in somebody who can do that. Mike, that's Texas. That's oil money. There's just certain – can MSU be saved? Yes. But, Mike, all NIL did was just pull back the curtain. This type of money has been spent at certain schools since we've known.
Okay.
Texas was buying cars. SMU was buying Eric Dickerson cars, all types of things.
Yeah, what were we doing?
What I'm saying – and what did SMU win?
A lot.
According to you, if you don't win at all, you didn't win nothing.
There wasn't even a playoff back then.
No, but it was a championship.
Okay, fine.
What I'm saying is certain schools will always have more money than you.
Yeah, but why do – hold on. This is what I love. David, forgive me. I got to do this. Like, I get so tired of hearing this Little Sisters of the Poor crap.
It's not
Spartans.
Little Sisters of the Poor,
How many billionaires do we have who are graduates?
Mike.
And why do none invest heavily in football?
It's not that. It's like – it's certain, like Alabama, they love their football. They've always loved their football. It's the only thing in the state, and they will invest everything
they
have.
They don't even have teeth, but they'll pay the football team.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's how it goes. There are certain schools that are just born on third base. They got the silver spoon in their mouth.
Well, where are we? What are we, at the orphanage?
Michigan State's not that, Mike.
What are we then?
They've never been that. That's why I'm like so shocked that you're shocked.
Because you can spend your way to success. You're top 15 in revenue. You're top 15 in attendance. There's a disconnect here
right,
for me.
You can go top 15. Doesn't mean you're going to match Texas at 40 million.
Fine, I don't need to. Can I get to 25?
Yeah. According to this new thing, yes. The schools will now have, what, 23 million to spend.
Sorry, go ahead. Kenny, I know you like pillow fights or David. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up the oxygen.
No, I mean, it just always amazes me. Like, Mike, they have never been the big spender. They have never been the top dog in the state.
Because they're a Mickey Mouse operation. That's why. They are their own self-limiter. It's like when you buy a rental truck. It has a governor on it. You can't go faster than 70. Right. MSU's governor has been their own dim-wittedness.
So back in the day, look, back in the day, I guess they didn't want to go the whole we're just going to pay people under the table cheating route.
Yeah, they're stupid. I mean, that's just reality. If it's as pervasive as you're saying and you choose not to do it, then you know what? Maybe we won the Integrity Conference National Championship. The whole point is if everyone is spending now and we got more billionaires than most schools have, how do we not get any of them to spend on football?
Mike, I think that's what you have. And I think that they just did. They invested in a whole bunch of stuff that you don't care about.
No, you do. Just give me this at least. Nobody cares about. It's not a Mike thing.
They just upgraded the football, the practice facility, and they're upgrading the stadium. But once again, it's not enough for you.
It's not. They don't even.
Nothing is ever enough for you.
No, because they're garbage. They don't even power wash the stadium.
Why does it matter?
Because I'm tired of them just being such a Mickey Mouse lemonade stand.
Okay,
get it right.
Then in the words of Kendrick Lamar, Mike, turn the TV off.
See, here's the thing.
I have. That's the whole point.
Here's the thing, because I think Michigan, and I think this is what people just want. Michigan finally did something that I thought they would never do. And
cheat their asses off?
I'm not talking about that.
Sorry.
I'm talking about the Underwood thing. They did. I thought they would never do something like that. I don't need them to spend $35 to $40 million, but at least I was like, okay. Now we're at least trying. It may not work, but they're putting something towards getting a roster. And I think that's what Michigan State fans want. Just try.
David, because when it boils down to it, and this is what frustrates Mike. I know this. We've had private conversations. Haller was more of a, I represent every sport, AD. Ward Manuel is a, I really only got one sport. And who are you guys again? You coach what? Did I hire you? Or were you the other guy? No, seriously, that's
right,
what it is.
Though. You're right.
You're exactly right.
So if the next athletic director comes in and says, I got to make football top dog, because when football is top dog, everything else falls into place.
More kids apply to the school. You could charge more money. It's the best brand identity you have.
So that's why I'm not mad at you, Mike. It's just you have to have an athletic director like Ward Manuel who just says, la, 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 I can't hear you other programs. I'm only going to Michigan games. I'm at Harbaugh's beck and call. I will do whatever he wants me to do. I will fall on any sword.
I'll give you a case in point. Oh, but Alan Heller, MSU's got the best hockey program in America. Hey, right here. Nobody cares.
And that's just it, Mike.
You could knock down none. I wouldn't care.
There are people like you who don't care, and then there's others who like take pride in this stuff. But what you need to be successful, if your football program is not competing for a college football playoff, you're deemed an irrelevant program.
Right, and here's the problem. When I see, now no jokes about, oh, MSU's got a transfer from Hope College. No, leave all that to the side. You have got a situation where, like, you're seeing broke bleep schools building $800 million stadiums. MSU can't think to power wash the dump.
Dude, they're renovating the whole thing, Mike.
Where?
They're doing it right now.
No, they're not. They're doing a scoreboard replacement.
And other things.
What's the other things, Rico?
You'll see.
No. Fall. That's part of the 2050 plan that's never going to come to fruition. Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
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 Okay.
We're never winning the Big Ten again. Ever.
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 Okay.
It's ever right now.
It's ever?
For me.
Mike.
Right now, do you know how many games are favored in next year? I know Vegas doesn't decide everything. Do you know how many games are favored in?
5.5.
How many Big Ten games are they favored in?
I haven't seen, I'm going to say 3, 2.
Yeah. Right here. 248-539-9797.
What happens if they go out and pull the Indiana? Then what?
Be amazing.
But then you'll still find what
they're
complaining
about.
They're
not doing that.
No, I mean, it'd be amazing.
I'm just saying, what would you then complain about?
Nothing. I'd be happy. There's happiness or misery. There's really no in between.
Do you like to be happy?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That was a wonderful weekend for you, wasn't it?
What a 7 minutes.
All right, we'll move it along. I'm sorry, but I figured why not? We'll do one segment to address it. Yeah, Jeremy Otto.
You're not wrong. If football is good, everything else falls in place. Look at Michigan. You could have scandal. You could do whatever you want, and no one cares because your team won.
Yeah, it's just the world we live in. All right.
So I'm not mad at you.
No, I know that. It's okay.
You're mad at me, but I'm not mad
I'm not
you.
Mad at you. Okay. You know what? We're moving on. I'll do the Lions thing next. We'll get ticket texts as well. I just wanted one segment on that. If you want Pistons, Odyssey.com Rewind. We're going to get back into that as well.
Stoney, I think we can both agree Pistons need to make some changes, right?
Yeah.
This team is good. I don't think this is a bring the band back together team, and they're going to get greater. I think that you got to cut down on some turnovers. They're going to have to make – I look at Trajan Langdon. Trajan's going to have to do some moves. But when I was going through everything, I then got to wondering, what if it's Jaden Ivey? What if Jaden Ivey is the answer? Jaden Ivey's the ball handler that we're all wanting. Jaden Ivey's the guy that can help Cade out and bail Cade out and set up everybody so Cade's not having to turn the ball over so many times. That he's not, you know, tired at the end of games because he's having to run the team. Maybe Jaden Ivey's the answer, and I know, hey, when they play together, they're not that good. But let's see them together under Bickerstaff. Let's see them together for a year because Bickerstaff has gotten more out of a lot of players that I thought was dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, this was a wasted draft pick. And now all of a sudden, he looks pretty good.
Yes, he does.
He's gotten a lot out of a ton of players. Tobias Harris was brought here basically to be traded away. And you're like, wait, he actually looks pretty good. Maybe Jaden Ivey's the answer. Now I know. I still say, hey, we need to go out and make a trade and do whatever, but let's not underestimate the value of Ivy. That's the guy that I'm thinking, maybe he's already here. We want the big splash. Maybe the splash is here.
Yeah, and I don't know how you're going to get the big splash where you're going to have enough assets to get the big splash. And we're talking big splash, you're talking somebody like Giannis, who might want to leave Milwaukee. And I've heard, well, why would he come here? You know, I don't think Miami... I mean, I don't think Giannis is a guy who, you know, has to be in that type of an environment. I mean, where he came from, they moved to Greece, and then, you know, Milwaukee, he's very happy there. I think he's, you know, he doesn't need South Beach or L.A. or things like that.
He doesn't. Now, there's some names out there, Stoney, and look, I realize when you do the whole draft machine type of things, yeah, it's just fans trade machines. It's just fans having fun.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys that you would be amazed that the Pistons could get. Now, here's the biggest problem. And I'm going to ask the Pistons fans, 248-539-9797, who do you think they need to go out and target? Who do you think they need to complete this team? Who is that guy that you're hoping that Trajan Langdon is picking up the phone and calling? There's a couple we talked about in the last segment. Stoney, I'm starting to warm up to Kevin Durant. If you bring KD here for 2 years and 2 years only.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I'll bring him here a year. And if he wants to be traded or something after a year, fine. But I think if you add somebody of that caliber to this team, you have changed. Now you're looking at a team that's going to be a lot better. You have another score. It's not just Cade. At that point, you're like, oh, Cade's the Batman. You know what? You got two scores. I don't care who's Batman. I don't care who's Robin, okay? You got two guys who can go out there and get it done late in the game. It's not just Cade and everybody else. Kevin Durant, here's what you want to know what it'll cost you? Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, Isaiah Stewart. That's it. Now, Phoenix would have to waive two people, but you could make that trade, and that's what it'd be. Now,
you'd probably have to give a number one as well, too, don't you?
No.
Don't they want to get the number ones back?
Well, you don't have any.
You don't have this year.
You don't have this year's, but you do have 2026. You do have 2027's first-round pick, 2028, 29. So you do have.
Yeah.
So you have to give up next year's in 2028 because it can't be consecutive. So
right.
Here's another trade.
I don't know if I'd give up that much for Durant. Two and those? I don't think so.
Here's another trade. Hey, hold on. Let me make sure this still works. Believe it or not, Zion was another name.
Okay.
Now, I know Zion is polarizing, but here's what people have in Detroit have to remember. There's no perfect player you're going to trade for.
No. Okay?
There's not.
And here's the other
thing. There's a knock on everybody.
And here's the thing with Zion. If the Pistons decide not to trade for Zion, there's a reason you trust why. If the Pistons decide to trade for Zion, there's a reason you say okay. And that reason is Trajan Langdon and Michael Blackstone and other people of this organization that were in New Orleans. They know Zion.
They know Zion.
They know Zion the good. They know Zion the bad. So if... You know, if it's true that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver and the brain trust of the New Orleans Pelicans want to trade Zion Williamson and they want to start afresh.
What do you think it would take for Zion?
Well,
according to this
okay, what's his money?
He's at about 37 million.
How many more years does he have left?
He's on a 3-year deal, so we still would have another
2 years left.
Yeah.
So it's a trade machine.
No, plus 3 years okay. after.
So probably Ivy and Harris at least. And
Stoney.
One more.
No, that's it? That's it. Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivy, it works out. Now, once again, do other teams want Tobias Harris? You don't have a lot of tradable pieces. No. I know we value them here. But right. We're like, oh, we got to make this trade. Well, it takes two to trade. Unless you just have a team that's willing to hit rock bottom and says, I just need pieces here and I'll sell them off later. Nobody on your team is like, okay, well, I like this guy. I can build around this guy. The best one you have may be Jaden Ivey because he's still got that unknown factor because he hasn't played as much. So you don't know if we've tapped into his potential yet.
Would Memphis...
Oh.
Consider.
Triple J?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Desmond Bain.
Ooh, that would be cheaper than.
I don't know. He makes a lot.
Well, I'm talking about what you have to give up.
Probably. You probably have to give up. Obviously, you have to give up Tobias because of the money.
So it would be like this trade, Tobias and Ivy?
Or Tobias and Beef Stew. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
For Desmond Bain. I think he's, 30? It might be, or 29. I don't know how old he is. But, he scores like 18, 19 a game. He shoots from the outside. He's 6'8", 6'9"? He can run the floor? I don't know.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to try and set this up.
Set the trade machine. You like Desmond Bain? I don't know. Just names out there. Look, chances are it's going to be nobody.
I don't think anybody cares for Beef Stew. I don't think you're going to get anybody who will bite on Beef Stew.
Well, they saw what he means to this team. They're just not.
He means something
starter.
To this team,
right?
For $15 million a year.
But he's only got one more year left, I think, or 2 more years left. Beef Stew.
You want Desmond Bain?
Yeah.
And beep boop 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 boop. Yeah, same too. Tobias and Jaden.
Yeah,
you can get Desmond Bain. All right, David. Just because you said it. Triple J.
Yeah, I just...
Nah, it just laughed at me.
I bet it did. Yeah, I bet.
Keep going.
By the way, Memphis, just I saw, promoted their interim coach to be their head coach.
All right. Hey, Memphis, would you like Beef Stew? What if we added that to it? Nah, it's still laughing.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All
right. But they have to make a trade, though. They have to get someone in here to pair with Cade.
All right, let's think of another name. The Boston Celtics are going to be ridiculous.
Bro, I'll put it this way. I've thrown four names in there real quick. You ain't getting him. I threw Tobias. I threw Osor. I threw Ivy. I threw Beef Stew, Isaiah Stewart. And it's still like, no, not going to happen.
All right. What would you have to give up for, I don't know, Jaylen Brown?
Oh, boy. You don't have enough.
You don't, but Boston is Desperate.
Yes, they need to get rid of some people.
But they also want to still win.
Well, no, they want to win this year. And after this year, they're somewhat blowing it up.
Right, I was about to say, if Boston wins this year and
they're good.
Going back-to-back.
They're good.
Hey, what are your fans going to say? Hey, guys, we had to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
We've gotten you two titles in a row.
We're going to keep Tatum.
Yeah.
And we'll probably keep Derek White. Other than that, we're going to
Harris, Stewart, Ivy, you get Jalen Brown. That's what this just said.
Harris, Stewart, Ivy.
Gone.
Yes.
Gone.
I mean, I know Brown has some warts, as Mike has discussed with you before, but I don't know. I'd do it.
I mean, you have to make a move. I think that's you were close, but in the NBA, it is the one sport, Stoney, where you can flip a team. You saw. You went from 14 wins to almost making it to the second round of the playoffs. You bring in the right player. And that was just by bringing in a couple guys and Schrader and Tobias.
Right.
He didn't really make any great upgrades.
Well, Beasley, he really helped a lot.
And Beasley. Yeah. I forgot. And Beasley. But, I mean, these were...
And I would bring back Beasley, but I ain't paying them $20 million.
These were three cast-off kind of guys.
Correct.
These weren't superstars. So, you got to bring in a... This is what you did, bringing in three okay players.
Right.
It upgraded your team. What changes do you want? Who are the people that you would like to see the Pistons target? 248-539-9797.